the government has been focusing on evacuating people in the neighboring areas. That's because it's still raining, so conditions are quite bad. And there's also worries that the water flow that is underneath the ground is making the ground more unstable, and that poses a risk not just to rescuers but also to survivors as well. And even with the rescue teams can get there, there are many challenges that they face. Another challenge is bringing in heavy equipment. It's been slow to get there. So in the meantime, people have been using sticks and even their bare hands to try and dig for survivors. According to reports, houses and people are buried in 8 meters of debris that includes boulders and even trees. So that just gives you an idea of how difficult it is to reach the people who are buried.